I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm here with Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. You can call in with your questions, comments. We love your feedback. The studio line here in the beautiful Elk Grove Village studio of AM560 WIND is 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Once again, you can call in with your questions and comments, including for our very first guest, Cody Peters, who's joining me here in studio. Cody, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hi, Shalom. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Cody, you are with a wonderful company that is very passionate about giving back to community, May Corporation. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yep. So, May Corporation, we provide workforce solutions. So that can mean anything from new technologies that are always coming out and always changing everything of how you operate your day-to-day. And ultimately, we want to help you be more efficient. So how we do that is through helping you hire the correct type of people for your business.
And it's fun, actually, as I was just playing around just before we came on the air, looking on the website at all the positions that you guys are filling.
Yeah.
It varies. I mean, lots of interesting positions, and you guys are really, really good at that. But and more about Make in just a moment, but I love to talk about, as you know, the person behind the microphone. So let's talk about you. How did you end up at Make? What are you passionate about? What has your career looked like?
Yeah. You know, it's a combination of everything to end up at Make, right? And it's kind of, it's brought me to a place that I'm very confident in where I'm at, and I feel that I can really make an impact to the people around me, the community that I'm within, but also the business that, you know, I've come to really enjoy and respect quite a bit. So, you know, it all comes from being consistent. And I guess that would be my ultimate passion, is just trying to be consistent, right? Family, friends, life, business, opportunities, learning. You have so many different things that pop up. It's how do you keep control of everything, you know? And it's do what you can and
right.
Kind of let the rest go.
And you're in an interesting line of work because you sort of have to be a jack of all trades if you are going to do a great job for your clients.
Yeah.
In a, as we said a moment ago, a wide variety of different positions. Mm-hmm. You really have to understand a lot of different things. So Make, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are certainly have a large presence in Illinois, but mm-hmm. You also are elsewhere in the country.
Yep, also in Texas. Yep, in Houston area, and you know, have a great team down there. Everybody's on the same page, which is, you know, obviously what you strive for in a company. So, you know, from a foundational level, Make's really done a good job of setting the tone for the people that they employ to do a good job for the community.
So what kind of positions, what kind of companies are you working with?
So we're working with any companies that, you know, are Fortune 500 companies that have, you know, a large base of new projects that come out. And a lot of them nowadays are, you know, IT related, right? Technical development related projects because of the things that are, you know, going on with the changes in technology. So we're seeing a lot of different application development projects and things of that nature.
Well, that leads me to my next question, which is about the trends in mm-hmm. I'll call it business in general, but certainly mm-hmm. in the industries that you're focused on. Where do you see things over the next few years?
Well, obviously, technology is going to play an enormous role. You know, it's interesting because the business allows you to see those trends, and it really, you have to be focused on understanding how you're going to help your client, right? I'm not just coming in and saying, hey, you know, here's a bunch of different people I can put in these jobs. It's not what I'm there for. I've been tasked and given the ability to go out and actually speak with businesses and find out their pain points and how we could potentially help them hire efficiently and hire people that can help them get jobs done that they are currently working on, have continued to get more work that they just can't, you know, supplement at that moment. But we bring in the people that are fitting with their culture, right? People that we've actually taken the time to know, and some we have experience with, some don't. But, you know, we have a formula that you know, and a foundation built with our recruiting base that we find, you know, we really want to find the candidates that are going to be good for your business, right? Because it's, you know, everybody's important.
Chatting with Cody Peters of Make Corporation. Cody, you do a lot of networking. You're very involved in community. Let's talk about community first. You're encouraged at Make to be involved in community. Tell me a little bit about the company's culture and philosophy in that regard.
Yeah, so like I was saying, Make is a very, very interesting culture. It's something that I haven't personally been able to be a part of yet in my career, and why I'm so enamored with doing a job and making sure that I'm doing the right things, right? Laying the correct foundations to, you know, as we grow as a business and as we grow as people, you know, within our business, that we grow together. So Make does a lot of work with, you know, the Special Olympics. Our president, our CEO, is one of the board members for the Illinois Special Olympics. And we are very much encouraged to, you know, go out and donate our time and have these other experiences, because that helps us grow as people. And if we grow as people, we have that opportunity to go to those events with individuals we work with. And, you know, it the bond and the understanding of, you know, why you go to work and, you know, if you can call it work at the end of the day, I guess that's the ultimate goal.
Well, it's an incredible organization, and it says a lot about the company and the culture and the philosophy that you're in, that is encouraged. But Cody, you're also very involved in networking, and certainly you are an entrepreneur. You are helping a lot of companies with their growth. Tell me a little bit about some of the organizations that you're involved in, because I know you and I met at a wonderful organization, and shameless plug. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so the organization I'm most involved with currently is called True Mentors. It's a group founded by our one and only Quentin James.
Yes, he's been on the show.
Has
Gary Rabine as well.
Yep. Some phenomenal individuals that are a part of that group. And it's not, you can't really call it a, I don't know how to categorize it, right? So they're not a networking group. They're not a...
It happens to be networking does take place, but that's...
Oh, absolutely.
That's,
right. It should take place, right? But it's really a group you can get together and you're with like-minded people that all have a goal that want to better themselves. And it's hard to do that, right? Because it's easy to say you want to better yourself, but applying an action to that is much different, and that's where you know you need some of the sort of support system, but you also want somebody that's going to give you advice that's unbiased and not this is what you need to do, but here's how I've done in the past, and gives you the ability to understand how you might be able to take little nuggets of that and incorporate into your own business that you're developing, your own thought processes.
So Cody, as you've been involved in the world of entrepreneurship and the world of business, what advice would you have for somebody that might just be getting started on their own? What advice have you picked up? And would you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, don't quit. there's a lot of obstacles, and there's a lot of things that come up that you can take in a very negative light. And the important thing is to keep your understanding of your end goal, understand where you come from, and your morals and your values and what drives you, and remember those in those difficult times, because there are a lot of lonely nights and difficult times that you go through as somebody that is helping start or starting your own business. And you just got to be ready to take them in stride. You know, go with the flow of how the business takes you. Do what you can, right? What can you control in the situation? And you know, you handle the rest as it comes up.
That's great advice. Hopefully folks are listening and will take advantage of that advice. But I know you've got a lot of other advice, and you are an incredible networker yourself. How can people reach you if they want to learn more about Make Corporation as well as perhaps network and talk to you a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. Always open to a conversation, right? I mean, we can always learn from any experience. At least we should try to be learning, right? Because not every experience might be profitable or good for your business that second, or your personal life that second, but it can be. It can be extremely impactful. So please, I urge you to go to our website, makecor.com. That's make, M-A-K-E-C-O-R. .com, and you can see all about what we're doing at Make, what we're involved in outside of the workday, and then you can also email me at Cody, that's Cody, at makecor.com, makecor.com.
Cody at makecor.com, and be sure to reach out to Cody if you want to learn more about getting involved in Special Olympics, because I know that's something that's very much a part of the culture at Make. And as much as you can talk about business, you can also talk about community as well, and there's nobody better that knows more about this than our Cody Peters. So, Cody, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, Shalom.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking a little bit more about business process and ways that you can improve your business process. Lou Falick who understands the Feuerstein method, and we'll talk some more about that coming up after the break. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com. Once again, you can follow me on Twitter, constantly posting lots of events, information, content that will benefit you in business. I promise you, check it out, shalomkline.com, and you get a sneak peek of who's going to be in next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And be sure to check out our wonderful sponsors at Tandem HR, your solution center. Lots of changing regulations as it relates to Obamacare, as it relates to taxes. We just had our tax filing deadline. And if you want to stay in compliance, you want to check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Be sure to mention that you heard about them on Get Down to Business. They'll give you a free consultation, and the advice is priceless. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, tandemhr. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. We're going to be back in just a moment on Get Down to Business with Lou Falick. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. Don't touch that dial. Returning in just a moment.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Outbound 57 still closed from 159 to Crawford due to a crash. Not moving from Sibley. No times to report at this moment from Dan Ryan to 80. On the inbound side, flowing freely from 80 to Dan Ryan at 15 minutes. On the inbound and outbound Edens, Lake Hook to the Junction at about 20 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown at 34. On the outbound at 30, Express Lanes at 8. On the inbound, Ike Stop and Go from Western into the Circle. Thorndale to downtown at 34. On the outbound at 33. Inbound Stevenson, Soul from Central to Pulaski. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 37. On the outbound at 45. Brake lines from Ashland to Kedzie. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th downtown at 25, heavy from the Stevenson to the Circle. Outbound 295th from downtown at 19 minutes. Brake lights from 59th to the Skyway. It is currently mostly cloudy, 59 degrees. Tonight, a low 40. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 55 with a low of 44. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah, in my mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will. In collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Psalm 127, verse 4 says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Each day with our children is an opportunity to shape and sharpen those arrows before we release them into the world. So how can we know we're shaping and pointing them in the right direction? Join Family Life in select movie theaters across the country on May 1st and 3rd for the premiere of the movie Like Arrows, a faith-based film about parenting with purpose. Like Arrows is in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd, and it casts a powerful vision for parents, reminding us that nothing is more important than having God and His Word directing our lives and our families. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com. Again, that's likearrowsmovie.com.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by my next guest, who is a very well-regarded scholar in residence at the Forreston Institute. Professor Lou Falik, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
You're very welcome.
So,
pleased to be able to talk to you.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Falik, we've been talking. I've been hearing a little bit about this this experience called MLE, which I think stands for the Mediated Learning Experience, and how it enhances somebody's performance in business and, frankly, other areas of life. Dr. Falik, please demystify this concept for us.
Well, it's no mystery, because all learning has to have a quality of mediated learning experience in it. And mediation is the way in which we help people to understand more deeply the reasons for their decisions, why they think and act the way they do, how to overcome limitations or blockages in their thinking or in their behavior. And it's a well-developed, carefully designed set of parameters. And we use the word parameter because it's not a cookbook. It's not based on recipes. You do this, I say that. You do this, I say this. It's based on ways of helping people to go deeper into their reasons for thinking, how they make decisions, the consequences of their decisions.
And by going through all of those steps, the goal is to become better in life. Because often we associate that term learning. You think of kids going to school, they learn. Some people continue on for higher education. But really, at some point, I guess some people think that the learning stops. Dr. Falik, you're essentially arguing, no, the learning doesn't stop. We have to learn from our behavior so we can improve our behavior, whether it's in business or our professional life.
And it goes even farther, because not only are we able to improve our behavior, we are also able to restructure our brains. Our brains are the most plastic of our organisms, more so than any other organism in the human body. And one of the things that Professor Feuerstein started with before he formulated the processes of mediated learning experience, the way in which we teach, the way in which we interact, the first thing he did was formulate the idea of structural cognitive modifiability, that all people, no matter what age you are, no matter what kind of limitation you have, physical or educational, has the ability to, every individual has the ability to be modified, not only in their behavior, but also in the structure of their brains. And by that I mean, we can create new neurons. We can create new pathways. We can improve the speed with which information is processed. And we do this through external stimulation. We are experiencing a revolution in understanding how learning occurs.
So I must ask, as we have this conversation in April of 2018, we are talking a lot about AI and artificial intelligence and how machines essentially are doing a lot of the thinking for us. Does that mean that our brains are not being stimulated or exercised enough?
Well, there are two ways of thinking about that issue. I was just reading an article in Time Magazine, current issue of Time Magazine, where they're talking about artificial intelligence. And the scientists are beginning to feel that the devices for artificial intelligence will actually enhance our ability to learn and develop if we organize our experience to do so. You can get dependent on devices. You can stop thinking. People are going to lose the ability to read maps, because you don't have to read a map and plan ahead anymore. You just punch a few things into your cell phone and it tells you where to go and how to do it. So on the one hand, the revolution in sciences may create dependency and a lack of learning facility. But on the other hand, we can deepen tremendously our understanding of the world. And this was understood many years ago. 20 years ago, one of the first Feuerstein interventions in business and industry was in the Motorola Corporation in Chicago, where we train middle-level managers in mediated learning experience and how to use thinking tools to enhance the production line performance in other countries as well. But I thought that given who I'm talking to and where I'm talking, the Chicago experience is very meaningful.
In fact, down the road is Motorola fascinating. So, Dr. Valak, it's interesting because you mentioned it earlier that that we have so many things being thrown at us professionals on a daily basis. We have to make decisions about how we gather information, what's relevant and irrelevant for the business, how we prioritize, how we assess different needs, and certainly something that I know all of our listeners struggle with, and we've talked about it quite a bit on the program, is time management and all of the factors and calculations that go into it. So, of course, in a few minutes, we're going to ask you to share how people can learn more, how people can get in touch, how they can perhaps start that road to call it self-improvement. But what advice do you have for our listeners tomorrow when they go to work on Monday morning? What sort of things can they do to exercise their brain and start to prioritize and process information in a different way?
Wow, that's a big question, and it would take a lot more time for me to comfortably answer it given the situation. But it's looking at what we call cognitive functions. How do you assess, how do you gather information? How do you use the information you've gathered to identify what is the problem that you are needing to deal with? And then how do you bring that information and a process of what we call elaborative thinking into play? There are games, there are tools that will look like games to the non-initiated, continuing to exercise our brains through things like crossword puzzles, various kinds of interactive games, even the games that we can play on our smartphones, on our devices. I like to think about it as gymnastics for the brain. Now, if there are people who have a limitation, they haven't learned as well, they have areas where they don't feel like they have skills to concentrate or focus or make decisions, then there are Feuerstein programs that can be used. And there are several people in the Chicago area who can help people get in touch. Looking at Feuerstein on the internet, there are some fabulously important projects going on in South Chicago, helping people enhance their vocational skills through learning mathematical and decision-making processes. Coming out of Chicago State College. So there are a lot of options that are available, but it's really opening oneself to an understanding of the ability to learn, which is not restricted to age, which is not restricted to prior educational experiences or to, you know, physical or other kinds of limitations.
Well, Professor Valak, since we are indeed running out of time, and already you've shared so much great, great nuggets of advice and information, you are the senior scholar in residence at the Feuerstein Institute. Feuerstein is a concept that some of our listeners may be familiar with, but others may not. If folks want to learn more about the approach, the methodology, where can they discover some more?
Go on the internet. Google Feuerstein, Google cognitive modifiability, and there are other programs out there. There are other ways of doing it out there. But we're doing some things in Northside Chicago with parents and teachers. We're doing things in South Chicago, as I said, with vocational training. So there are activities, and I'd be, you know, more than happy to continue this discussion at a later point.
Fantastic.
With you and your audience.
Well, we look forward to having you back on. Dr. Lou Falik, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Coming up after headlines and short break, we've got more for you on Get Down to Business. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. Thank you, Dr. Falik. We'll be right back.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world, or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all, but sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The search continues for the gunman who killed four people at a Waffle House in Nashville early this morning. It could have been worse were it not for a brave customer.
At the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door. I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him.
Authorities praising James Shaw Jr. as a hero. President Trump hosting his French counterpart at the White House this week.
We have a very special relationship because both of us are probably the maverick of the systems. On both sides, I think President Trump's election was unexpected in your country, and probably my election was unexpected in my country. And we are not part of the classical political system.
President Emmanuel Macron on Fox News Sunday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Eden, slight delay from Cicero to the junction, Lake Cove to the junction at 21 on the outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at half an hour from the junction 15. Slight delay from Central into the Circle, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 26. Express lanes at 8 on the inbound Ike. Slight delay from Mannheim to 25th. Another one from Western into the Circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33 on the up and at 31. Sluggish from Laramie to Ridgeland on the inbound Stevenson, flowing freely. 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the up and at 40. Delays from Dan Ryan to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25. Heavy from the Stevenson to the Circle, outbound to 95th and downtown at 15. It's currently mostly cloudy and 58 degrees. Tonight a low 40. Tomorrow Monday a high of 55 with a low of 44. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
It's Dan Proft, and I'm excited to tell you about the Dangerous Camp for Boys and over 20 other summer camps from Northridge Prep. What's Dangerous Camp? It's a camp designed to get your boys off their iPads, iPhones, and video games this summer. It's dangerously fun, not unsafe. They throw water balloons, play games, and learn the meaning of outdoor adventure. As a listener to the morning show, you've heard me talk about Northridge Prep, the all-boys school in Niles that instills the traditional values you hold as parents. Their summer programs for boys in grades 1 through 8 combine fun, adventure, and character growth. You won't find camps like this anywhere else. A few camps caught my eye, like basketball camps led by a former NCAA Division I coach and varsity players, Battles of the Civil War, Bugs and Botany, Intro to Musical Improv, even a robotics camp where campers learn to build, pilot, and code their own robots. Get your son off the couch and into the outdoors. You can learn more and register online at northridgeprep.org. That's northridgeprep.org.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And my next guest is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, and he wrote an op-ed in the Daily Caller that we've got some new sheriffs in Energy Town, and their names are Oil and Gas. David Williams, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Taxpayer Protection Alliance in a few minutes, but let's talk a little bit about as you said, oil and gas. I know that the recent tax reform, tax cuts, whatever you want to call it, had a lot of CEOs clamoring for airtime, trying to talk about all the raises that they're planning on giving. And I believe that we've seen in the world of, again, oil and gas, a little bit of a different tone. You have a certain perspective on that. Tell us a little bit about what you wrote in the Daily Caller.
Yeah, so first of all, the tax reform bill really just gave some juice to the economy. I mean, with the bonuses, with the raises, and, you know, the one industry that seemed to be kind of left out, I mean, they left themselves out of this, were the oil and gas industry, because we didn't see a lot of their names mentioned as giving bonuses or raises. And part of the reason is that, you know, first of all, the salaries are almost double the national U.S. average. So we're talking about almost $100,000 is the average someone makes in the oil and gas industry. So that's a lot more than the $50,000 that's the U.S. average. So right off the bat, you know, that sort of explains that. And this tax reform actually is going to help them put about $1.3 trillion into investment into not only the economy, but, you know, more stuff to be able to extract oil and gas. And that helps us with our energy independence. So, you know, we didn't see the exact bonuses that we saw in some of the other industries, but they're using the money. They're using the tax cuts to invest back into the country.
So the final words in your op-ed were that tax reform will be the catalyst that allows the United States to keep its position as global leader. Clearly you are you're in favor of the package that was passed, and you support the decision of the executives for all the reasons you just mentioned in terms of the salaries as they exist right now, but also the investments that they are making. So David, I'm curious to hear your thoughts and your perspective on the future of the energy industry in general in this country. There's a lot of conversation about, you know, the decisions that the Obama administration made and then perhaps that the Trump administration is rolling back. What will, new energy exploration look like over the coming years in this country? And are the investments that are being made by the improved economy, is this the right decision? Are they making the right investments?
Yeah, so two things. Right now we have Interior Secretary Zinke, who is trying to open up the outer continental shelf to more exploration. And when that happens, it's going to take a few years. It doesn't happen overnight, but we have to go through the process and make sure it happens. Now, the window may be closing, because if we don't have a president that is open to exploration of natural gas and oil, well, then he or she could shut that down in pretty much a heartbeat. And that's why we're talking about this now, is that the window may be closing, and we have to set this up for 5, 10, 15 years down the road. And we're talking about energy independence here. I mean, we look at OPEC, and every time they hiccup, we pay more at the gas pump. And we have to find a way and to do it responsibly. We're not saying this is the wild, wild west of exploration. It has to be done responsibly, and that's what, you know, companies want to do. So this is about jobs, it's about the economy, but again, like I said, it's about energy independence.
And something that I think is not spoken about enough is the minorities that are filling many of the positions in this industry. Tell us a little bit about the again, about the on the job side, the employment side of this investment in production, that and the impacts that it has.
Now, when we were doing research, this completely blew me away when I found out that African Americans and Hispanic Americans will fill nearly 40% of the jobs in oil and gas. I mean, that was phenomenal, and it's great to hear. And millennials, not really a group we think of filling jobs like this, more, you know, taking pictures of their food and posting stuff on Instagram, but they're going to be a part of this and being filling these jobs also. So it's not just 50-year-old white men that will be getting these jobs. I mean, it's really a diverse group of people, and you know, that's really good news when you think about it.
Well, if we check out a millennial's Instagram feeds and we start to see some pictures of oil and gas lines, then we'll know we'll get a new perspective on the changing economy. So, David Williams, we're going to be back with you in just a moment to talk a little bit about your work, Taxpayers Protection Alliance. I know that you. You have been working really, really hard in the 24 years plus in Washington, and you're an expert in funding and exposing government waste. Obviously, this op-ed, really, really interesting perspective on again, the energy industry, oil and gas, and their decisions as in the wake of the tax reform package. So we'll be back with you in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd like to encourage our listeners, check out our sponsors, Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Lots of changing regulation, and the only way you can stay on top of it is by a free consultation, which our good friends at Tandem HR will provide for you, 630-928-0510. And in the meantime, check out my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from this week on Get Down to Business and get a sneak peek of who will be on next. We'll be back with David Williams in just a moment.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Eden, slight delay from Cicero to the junction, Lake Cook to the junction at 21 on the outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at half an hour from the junction 15. Slight delay from Central into the Circle, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 26. Express lanes at 8 on the inbound Ike. Slight delay from Mannheim to 25th, another one from Western into the Circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33 on the up and at 31. Sluggish from Laramie to Ridgeland on the inbound. Stevenson flowing freely. 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the up and at 40. Delays from Dan Ryan to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25. Heavy from the Stevenson to the Circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 15. It's currently mostly cloudy and 58 degrees. Tonight a low of 40. Tomorrow Monday a high of 55 with a low of 44. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
Spring is here. It's Amy Jacobson, and I suggest you add this to your spring cleaning. Throw out that old flat pillow and buy your very own new MyPillow. Not only will it keep its shape and adjust your ideal sleeping position, but you can wash and dry it whenever you want. And yes, the best MyPillow 4-pack deal is still available. Go online or call now to take advantage of this great deal. By using the promo code Amy, you'll get the MyPillow 4-pack deal with two premium MyPillows and my favorite, those two go-anywhere MyPillows, at 50% off. Start spring out right. No more headaches or stiff neck with your hypoallergenic Made in America MyPillow with its 10-year warranty plus that 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack today. Call 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Welcome back. We are chatting with David Williams, the president of the Taxpayer Protections Alliance. David, as we mentioned, 24 years in Washington, D.C. You're an expert in finding and exposing government waste, and you have helped fine-tune the criteria in identifying and ultimately eliminating earmarks. It's funny, as I was browsing through your website, it was a few years ago, but you put together a taxpayer turkeys, and you identified lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. So you you do not pick and choose, but lawmakers on both sides of the aisle that you called your turkeys. So, David, tell me, first of all, what got you started in this line of work?
Well, I came originally from Philadelphia, and when I started this, I was Mr. Republican, Mr. GOP, but then I saw that both parties were wasting money, and I really became a nonpartisan kind of person and realized that the solutions are going to come from a nonpartisan point of view. And, you know, it's been very interesting the past number of years to see just the amount of our deficit, how our debt's increasing, and just how frustrated people are with government spending and really the accountability, the lack of transparency. And, you know, we talked about tax reform, but we need spending reform now. I mean, we have a deficit this year that's going to eclipse $1 trillion, and the Republicans are in control, and it's frustrating to see a party that runs on smaller government and less spending really not following through with that, with those ideas. So I'm frustrated, I think, as well as a lot of other people are frustrated with what's happening in the government and just trying to find ways to fix this. And as we can see with tax reform, man, it was a shot in the arm to the economy. I mean, it was 31 years. The last time we had tax reform was 1986. I mean, that's how slow Congress is to pass legislation, and we really need more accountability and a lot more faster response to our problems.
So what I'm hearing from you, as you said, you used to be Mr. GOP. It sounds like now you are, instead of perhaps being Mr. Democrat, it does not sound like you are that. It sounds like you're more pessimistic, perhaps, about both parties. You just said that Republicans are in control. I would argue and say that Republicans, frankly, are not in control. I'm blown away, as you are, that the party that has talked about smaller government is the one that has exploded the deficit and seemingly doesn't really have a plan. In fact, it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And I mean, Democrats, you could say that the Democrats spend, but Republicans are equally at fault over here. So you were very involved in pushing and advocating for getting rid of the earmarks. Do you believe, David, that the things are better now than a few years ago or worse off?
So for the earmarks, they are better off now. I mean, there are still some earmarks that pop up in these bills, but not to the extent that we saw before 2010. And it really was the Tea Party that forced this new anti-earmark purge. And it was the bridge to nowhere. You may remember that earmark back in 2006 that really got everyone's attention.
Sure.
The bridge to nowhere. And not only to get people's attention, but we were so mad that they eliminated it.
So Republicans want to bring the earmarks back. Republicans want to bring the earmarks back. I mean, you hear about it in the news, and they talk about it openly now. It's not even something to be embarrassed about. Are you concerned that all of your hard work will be for naught?
I am, and that's why every year when members of the House or the Senate talk about bringing back earmarks, you know, we go on a complete, you know, PR blitz to stop it from happening because some of the new folks don't realize just what had happened back in the day with the earmarks. So it's like whack-a-mole. You know, this thing comes up and you have to beat it down again. You know, this idea for earmarks comes up. And luckily we have a lot of friends, you know, in the movement, other taxpayer and free market groups that help us. But, man, it's the Republicans are the ones that are bringing this idea back. And listen, I expect the Democrats to want to spend more. I expect them to want to have a bigger government, which obviously I disagree with. But, you know, we need someone on our side. And I thought the Republicans were on our side. And obviously we have a handful of, you know, the Freedom Caucus that are fighting, but a majority of them are not, and it's an election year.
There are many more Democrats, I would argue, that probably are more aligned with all of the issues that you just mentioned than many Republicans. I think that if you were to completely wipe partisan labels, I think if you were actually to examine issue by issue, I think that there's probably more Democrats that perhaps are on your list that might be aligned with what you're saying. But David, as I look through again the Taxpayer Protection Alliance website, and you have a very important list of issues that the organization is advocating for. Again, Congress, defense, earmarks, a lot of different important subjects. That's a lot to tackle. Tell me a little bit about the organization and how it's structured. I know you spend some time focused on investigations, but a lot of time focused on advocacy.
We do, and this really is like a rapid response team, is that when things come up, we want to act quickly, and we want to make sure that we talk to the right people on the Hill, talk to the right people in the White House. For example, the United Nations, that's probably our biggest project right now, is the World Health Organization, a sub-agency of the United Nations. U.S. taxpayers funded at $300 million a year, and the World Health Organization is trying to get people to stop drinking coffee. They're saying that coffee causes cancer. They're trying to get people in Syria to stop smoking. Seriously, this is what they are worried about, people in Syria smoking cigarettes. And they spent $28,000 per person on travel. Now, get this, U.S. taxpayers are funding this. The World Health Organization spent $28,000 per employee for travel, not for fighting disease, for travel. Doctors Without Borders, they spend $1,200 a year per person. I mean, this is just how out of control the UN and the World Health Organization is right now.
And that's an interesting opportunity to mention that the TPA, the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, you are part of an international network of taxpayer and free market groups. We are running out of time, David, but I do want to make sure our listeners can find you online. You could go to protectingtaxpayers.org, and you could look up all of the global advocacy work that you guys are doing. David Williams, thank you so much for joining me on the air.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon. Coming up, we've got more tips, advice, and information for all of you small business owners. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Want to change how you feel significantly? ReliefFactor.com will do that for you. Support for temporary relief of minor aches and pains. If you're out there exercising, you go a little bit too far, as I did on Saturday, you definitely need Relief Factor on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Actually, I take it every day, as do tens of thousands of people. They know that they should have Omega, which is fish oil, resveratrol, which you can get from drinking red wine, but you don't know how much. Icaria and Curcumin all together, carefully calibrated, perfectly formulated, the combination of four natural supplements that everyone agrees you ought to be taking every single day. This makes it easy to do in the amount that is appropriate for your body. The starter pack is $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. Put everything else away that your doctor says you can put away. Don't not take what he tells you to take. And then see if you don't feel terrific. You'll feel much better. ReliefFactor.com works. Tens of thousands of people say so. Their testimonials are abundant and real and sincere. Go and watch them and then get ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, we know replacing your roof is a big deal and a big decision. This is Mark Olson.
And Greg Olson, the boys from Crumweedy. If your roof is needy,
call Crumweedy.
We would love to do your roof. Why choose Crumweedy to do your roof or roof repairs?
It's all about installation. Our guys are pros. When we install your roof, you'll get the Crumweedy promise of installation that's up to manufacturer specifications. So your warranty is intact. You'll be happy.
Cost. We give you a good, better, best option. You choose. No high pressure.
We're here. We're a third generation family business that was built on the same conservative values as you.
We do business the right way. We have a special offer that includes free gutters with a new roof. Ask about it. When your roof is needy,
call Crumweedy.
630-595-8020. 630-595-8020.
Get all the info at myroofisneedy.com. Myroofisneedy.com.
Well, that was fun. Some great conversations this week on Get Down to Business. We talked with Cody Peters from Make Corporation, Dr. Lou Falick from the Feuerstein Institute, And David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance had a great conversation with all of them. As always, you can download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com. You've got a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And we indeed have a great lineup of guests planned. But now it's time for your business tip of the week. And conversation is how we continually increase our sales, retain our customers, and reveal opportunities. The key to exceeding expectations and creating consistent business growth. Yet, many of us have developed the habit of avoiding conversation. We default to let conversations where we can edit our words, respond at any time, feel more efficient. And as with any skills that we abandon, we've become more awkward, intimidated, and uncomfortable in a time to talk. So how can we strengthen our conversation skills? What are the elements of great conversation? The first step is strengthening our conversation skills. It's simple. It's practice. With family, friends, prospects, clients, put yourself in a position where you're speaking to them in real time more often. Next time you poise your fingers above your keyboard, ask yourself if a conversation would be more efficient, more appreciated, more productive, and then pick up the phone and make it happen. And then start with your interest in the other person. A great conversation is not going to be all about you. Be ready to ask about the other person based on what you know. Have they been traveling recently? What's new at their company? What about their hobbies or volunteer work? What's new at the company? What about some of the other things that you might know about them? Sometimes you'll know those details. Sometimes you'll have to do some research. But the extra effort will allow you to create amazing conversations. And listening is essential. You can't listen and be thinking about your response. You can't listen and check email. You can't listen and fret about what you need to do next. Listening is a full focus in the moment activity where you put aside assumptions, expectations, and intent. You want to hear the other person's word as well as what's behind those words, emotions, questions, and ideas. And ask questions and keep asking. Use the words who, when, where, what, and why to guide the conversation, or simply say, tell me more. And share your stories, thoughts, and ideas. This is the flow of conversation when two people find themselves learning about each other and appreciating each other's personal experiences. This is where relationships live and where trust is built. It's where sales happen, clients become loyal, and opportunities are revealed. I can tell you, just over the weekend, I recently had an opportunity handed to me, a client opportunity, which I guarantee would have never happened had I not worked on those skills, had I not stayed in touch with people, had I not focused on building strong relationships and strong conversation. It's because I focused on practice. And again, let me recap. You've got to show interest in the other person. You've got to listen in the conversation. You've got to ask questions, and you have to share as well. And the best way to do it is indeed by practicing those skills and perfecting it. It's never going to be truly perfect, but if you do this each and every time in business conversations, in personal conversations, you'll find things that will improve, and you'll know when you're doing a good job. And be sure to ask for feedback. Ask, and you'll receive. If somebody's in the car with you, sometimes you might be traveling with a spouse. Ask your spouse, ask a family member, ask a friend, how do you think that call went? And remind them that you want genuine, honest feedback, and hopefully they'll present that to you, and hopefully you'll take that seriously enough so you can improve in your future conversations. That's what it's all about. Again, keep in mind that in most of our situations, in-person meetings is the minority for the amount of time that we're spending on a daily basis in our daily lives. A lot of it is about communicating by email, by phone. And you want to make sure that that conversation and that sort of dialogue is going to be as perfect as it possibly can be. So try it out. Give me feedback. Get in touch with me through my website. Let me know how your conversations are going. I always love to hear feedback from our listeners. And the feedback does come in every week after this program. If you have some great guests that you'd like to tell me about, an interesting business owner that you recently interacted with, be sure to let me know. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. You'll get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week. You can get in touch with our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Get on their website, tandemhr.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,
workers' comp,